USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
At around 7:15 this morning, the center of Hurricane Florence made landfall at Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina.
Florence, a Cat 1, the hurricane hitting the Carolina coast with heavy rain and wind. Some people who refused to leave the town of New Bern, North Carolina, still trapped. Rescues underway as the storm surge reaches 10 feet in the area. More than 1,300 flights canceled. A spokesman with NOAA talking about the path of the storm.
It is currently a Category 1 hurricane with 90-mile-an-hour winds, moving slowly at 6 miles an hour out of the west.
As for how much water there will be?
Storm surge along the Carolina coast will continue into Saturday and in some areas Sunday night and into Monday morning.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
On his way out the door, Chicago Mayor Democrat Rahm Emanuel with yet another progressive idea, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Rahm Emanuel plans to create a task force to consider launching a universal basic income program for Chicago families. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is not a big fan of this idea.
This idea of a guaranteed income where you just hand people checks, no accountability, no real understanding of what they use the money for, that's like saying, okay, my last act as mayor is to toss some gasoline in a match into a house and run like the Dickens and get out of there before the thing burns up. It's a ridiculous idea on a couple of reasons. Let me be fair. Some people in poverty need some help getting out. They need help with job training. They need help with certain types of transportation to get to work. We learned that in the 90s when we did welfare reform. And by the way, states did that successfully and we moved millions of people from welfare to work. But there's the key. You move people not to a government check. You move them to a paycheck.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Witness the next chapter.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
Help.
Of the unbelievable true story.
Tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager, pleading guilty and will cooperate with the Justice Department in connection with Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. The prosecutor in the Washington, D.C. court saying Manafort has already been giving information to the DOJ. A retiring bishop under investigation. Details now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
The Vatican is once again dealing with allegations of sexual abuse. Pope Francis accepted the resignation of West Virginia Bishop Michael Bransfield. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says he understands how the public feels about these stories.
I mean, it's been a disaster, one crisis after another. I hear them express very eloquently frustration, bewilderment, anger, confusion. And you just asked me my sentiments. I say to them, thanks for telling me. Nice to meet you. I'm feeling the same way because I get angry as well.
Pope Francis accepted Bransfield's resignation and authorized an investigation into allegations he sexually harassed adults. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
I just called Governor Cuomo. And I congratulated him on his victory.
In New York, former Sex and the City star Cynthia Nixon loses in the Democratic primary to Governor Andrew Cuomo.
And when others were underestimating us, he did not. And he spent accordingly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.